A little over a year ago, my foot started hurting. And even though my pronounced limp around the office made it pretty clear to everyone that I was in pain, I didn't do anything about it for weeks. Until one day I said, enough is enough. The only problem? That was a Saturday morning. It would be more than 2 full days until I could actually get an appointment with my doctor. So I drove myself to an urgent care clinic, a walk-in clinic that's open on weekends and takes insurance. It's like an ER, but for things that are less serious. These clinics have been popping up in the suburbs, and they used to be few and far between in Philadelphia. But in the last 4 years, the number of urgent care clinics in the city has doubled. Why is there an uptick in urgent care clinics in Philadelphia? And why could they be filling in the gaps in Philly's healthcare system? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Michaela Winberg is a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. She's been looking into the rise of these clinics, in particular, a Roxborough-based company called Vibe.
As recently as like 2010, Philadelphia as a city only had 2 freestanding urgent cares. That doesn't include, you know, the ones that are attached to hospitals, Jefferson, Penn, Temple, but 2 freestanding urgent cares is super low for a city of our size.
I don't remember hearing about an urgent care in Philadelphia much before that.
Yeah, there really were not that many. If you compare us to Phoenix, a city of a similar size, they have like 4 times the number of urgent cares. In Philadelphia, there's this guy, his name is Peter Hotz. He founded in 2016 a company called Vibe, like the word vibe, but with a Y. In the last 4 years, he opened 11 urgent care centers, which is a ton. That, like, on its own, doubles the number of urgent cares in Philadelphia.
Our next center we're opening is going to be at 58th and Market.
Mm-hmm.
We're going deep West Philly. We're going to go up North Broad Street.
And when you heard about that a lot of these places were opening up, what was your reaction?
I mean, I was curious about it. You know, we just lost a major hospital, Hahnemann. That was an ER that served a lot of people. So I was like, is a for-profit healthcare company that's like popping up in mass all around the city, like, is that the solution to our mm-hmm. problems? Does that help the city generally? Does it help the patients in this city? So I was a little skeptical going into it.
So I know what kind of problems bring me to urgent care. In general, like, what kinds of problems are people showing up for?
People go to urgent care for all different reasons, of course.
So what brings you here today?
My children, I'm getting them seen.
Yeah.
I talked to a patient at the Port Richmond Vibe Urgent Care. Her name is LaTanya Williams. She was there with 3 of her 5 children, and all of them had been sent home from school. The nurse called and was like, they all have a stomach ache.
Oh,
so
bummer.
All 3 of the kids are like sick at the same time.
I didn't notice a fever, but I'm just going to be sure.
So LaTanya takes them to urgent care. She gets them checked out, and she picks urgent care rather than like their pediatrician because she thought it was going to be faster and more convenient for her family to go there instead.
No, I like this one because they're quick and the service is good. I like the people that work here.
Yeah.
And they're very friendly. You don't feel uncomfortable.
They have a lot of the stuff that a regular doctor's office can do on site. So they can do like a basic checkup. They can do a physical. They can test you for strep. They can see if you're pregnant. They can give you a flu shot. They can do x-rays. They even have like a small closet full of pharmaceuticals that they can give out. Not narcotics, but,
yeah,
you know, common antibiotics and stuff like that.
I went one time and I had like a pulled tendon in my foot and they gave me like a boot and a cane.
Yeah,
which
they
I was
that.
A little surprised that they had there.
Right. It's like shocking how much stuff they have. I like toured one of the Vibes in University City and they showed me this whole closet full of like orthopedic wraps and like all these things you can use.
Is there anything you should definitely not go to urgent care for?
Yeah, absolutely. Urgent care clinics are good because they can take the pressure off ERs, off emergency room centers by taking on cases that aren't emergencies, so they don't need to be in the ER in the first place. But they're not supposed to replace ERs. So if you have a serious issue, like a heart attack or something like that, then Vibe is just going to call an ambulance for you. They're not going to deal with that on site. At the Port Richmond Vibe, the CEO, Peter Hotz, was telling me that they had someone walk in and they were like, hey, so I got shot. Can you help?
And the team, when did you get shot? It was a week ago, but it's starting to turn green.
So he definitely needed to go to an ER.
Yeah, he does not belong in an urgent care at all with something as serious as a gunshot wound.
So Vibe is for profit.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't be doing this if they didn't make money. How do they do that? How do they make money?
I mean, in general, urgent care is a really profitable business. Nationwide, urgent care is an estimated $14.5 billion industry.
Mm.
They make money essentially by seeing patients fast, or at least faster than your primary care doctor would. They get comparable insurance payouts. Your copay at an urgent care can be kind of high. It can be like $70 to $90. It can be a little lower depending on your insurance. That's sort of the range it falls into. If you don't have insurance at all, they're going to charge you, Vibe at least, will charge you $125 for a visit. So if you think about an urgent care squeezing 35 appointments in a day, that's a lot more than what your regular doctor's office is going to see. And I mean, in Port Richmond, the Vibe sees like 80 patients a day. That's their most visited site. So if you multiply that by the cost of each appointment, that adds up really fast. And like you said, it's a for-profit business. Vibe looks like a retail storefront.
It does, doesn't it?
And their whole thing is that they're not trying to look like a doctor's office. So they have like these phone chargers all over. Their walls are green. They're playing HGTV the whole time because the CEO is like, HGTV is calming, which, you know, whatever. So they're putting effort into things that your primary care doctor's office might not be doing.
So then how do doctors outside of that system feel about people migrating over there? Did you talk to any?
Yeah, I talked to a couple primary care doctors. One of them, Dr. Margot Savoy, she's a primary care doctor. She also teaches family medicine at Temple. She says there's kind of a danger that people can start using urgent care in place of a primary care doctor. That worries her.
Sometimes if you're just going to urgent care for all your visits, what ends up happening is that people miss out on basic preventative stuff.
Primary care really is the cornerstone of health. You have this relationship with a doctor who knows you and knows your health and can make sure that you're keeping up to date on everything that's important.
So the best example that I can give you is that I saw a patient last week who I hadn't seen in a while.
She had a patient come in kind of assuming they were in really great health because they had visited urgent cares recently. They had seen a bunch of specialists for different problems that they were having. But Savoy immediately flagged that, like, this patient was late for her mammogram.
I can easily look through and be like, yeah, so you're missing your mammogram and you're missing your pap smear. There's multiple vaccines that you were due for that haven't happened.
And that's the kind of thing your primary care doctor would know, not an urgent care.
Exactly. Facility. Your urgent care is just not supposed to check for that, whereas your primary care doctor is kind of managing your overall health.
And I never will get a chance to do that if you're always going to see somebody else and you're never checking in with me.
All that being said, Dr. Savoy, she's not like against urgent care. She thinks they can be a good thing.
Why is that?
Well, not all Philadelphians have access to primary care doctors.
More on that when we come back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Benyakov, talking to Michaela Winberg, reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. She says doctors are worried about urgent care providers acting as a stand-in for primary care doctors, except primary care coverage in Philadelphia is far from perfect.
Overall, Philadelphia has a slightly better rate of primary care providers than the national average. So here we have about one primary care doctor for every like 1,200 people. And nationally, there's one primary care doctor for roughly every 1,300 people.
Okay, so we're a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. But there are some neighborhoods where there's only one primary care doctor for every 10,000 people.
Right, so like, that's a serious shortage.
Yeah, it's a big disparity. It's in neighborhoods like Port Richmond, the Northeast, West Philly, South Philly.
So there are what I would call primary care deserts, where there's just sort of no primary care person within a walking distance of where they are, which makes me a little bit concerned because not everybody has a car. And sometimes accessing, you know, public transportation can be a bit of a challenge to get a doctor's appointment.
Is the idea that urgent care clinics could act as primary care doctors for those people who don't have one nearby?
Well, Vibe did put clinics in areas where it seems like there's need, right? So the, like I said, the busiest site, Port Richmond, that location is in the middle of what Dr. Savoy would call a primary care desert. Same with the center they just opened recently in the Northeast. There's one that's a couple blocks away from where Hahnemann was. You know, their emergency room closed, left kind of a void in the neighborhood. And it was immediately busy upon opening, like busier than their centers usually are when they first open. 56% of the patients who go to Vibe don't have a primary care doctor. So a lot of the patients, you know, heading to urgent care, they don't have someone they can see regularly to check up on their health. That being said, Vibe's medical director, Jeff Winkley, he said Vibe is not trying to be a primary care doctor. So he wants them to provide new access points to healthcare for patients who don't have primary care doctors, but he's not trying to fill that void.
The best way for this to work is really a symbiotic relationship with the primary care, that we can very easily have flow of information between us and the primary care.
So if you go to Vibe and you're like, I don't have a primary care doctor, then they will give you like a piece of paper with a list of doctors nearby. So, you know, they're trying to forward patients along.
So does it seem like urgent care clinics could be improving the overall health of people in the city?
We reached out to the city, to the health department, and Thomas Farley, the health commissioner, he says it's too soon to know for sure how urgent care is going to impact the city generally. There haven't been any formal studies done, but that being said, we can kind of use all the help we can get. Philadelphia has really high death rates for preventable illnesses. In 2019, the top two causes of death in Philadelphia were heart disease and cancer, which are both longstanding illnesses that can be addressed in the beginning by a relationship with a primary care doctor who's looking out for signs of things like that. And a 2018 health department study found that people who live in low-income zip codes just generally are not as healthy as people in wealthier zip codes. They don't live as long. They have higher rates of diabetes, cancer, asthma. Those are all highly preventable or at least treatable illnesses that someone who you're seeing regularly will notice the signs of and can help you out with.
There is a time and a place for urgent care, just like there's a time and a place for primary care and a time and a place for the ER and the hospital.
So, you know, Dr. Savoy, the primary care doctor, she basically says urgent care works best when you use it as it's designed.
They'll give you the boot and the cane.
They'll give you the boot and the cane when you need it. But, you know, they're part of a system that still needs to include ERs and primary care doctors. Ultimately, they're not going to fill that void. They're not going to solve the primary care doctor shortage.
Thanks, Michaela.
Yeah, thanks, Shai.
Michaela Winberg is a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. Send a tweet at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.